Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Feminine Current Masterclass. I don't understand what just happened. Just give me a second. I'm trying to understand what's going on. Oh, okay. Let me just check my phone and see if this is working. I'm doing this through Zoom, so I just want to make sure that Okay.
I'm doing this through Zoom.
Okay, great. So it's working.
I just want to make sure that.
So I'm going to turn this off. Okay, awesome. So, hey, everybody, welcome. There is a bit of a delay. So I'm going to, whenever I ask you guys to interact with me, I'm going to wait just a little bit so that I can ask you the questions and to allow you to participate. So if, you know, for those of you who are watching live, if you can just let me know, you know, just introduce yourself, say who you are, even if you are catching this on the replay, I would love for you to let me know who you are, what's your name, where are you from, maybe tell us a little bit about your kids. And let's get this, you know, and also tell me if you can hear me okay. I would also really appreciate if you can like this video or even love it. This way Facebook knows to show it to more people so that more moms can see this message you know, help to heal themselves and heal their families. So give me some like, and also please, please, please see if you can think of one friend who might benefit from this information, from, you know, if you know anybody who is really struggling in her mothering and with her health, or just in the way she's showing up to her life. If you can please tag her below, that would be amazing. This way we can, you know, share and learn from each other and reach more, you know, help this message reach more people, reach those people that need to hear it. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. For those of you who don't know me. So my name is Dorit Palvanov. I am a mom. I'm a mom of three girls. I'm also a wife. And I am the creator of this group. I'm also the founder of the Health Begins with Mom community and website, and also the podcast. So you probably have seen this here in the group. I share my weekly podcast episodes within this group. And this is where I share what I know. I share my message. I share, you know, some healing tips for us as mothers. Most of my clients are actually mothers of daughters. And so with time, my message has really evolved and shifted. And so now I work mostly with mothers of daughters. And the reason is because as women, as mothers, we, you know, when we learn to cultivate self-love and really take care of ourselves, then and only then can we take of everybody else out there, especially our kids and our families. And I mean it, health begins with mom. Or I started using a new terminology, and it's called healing begins with mom, right? It begins with us. So today we are going to talk about the feminine current. I haven't yet introduced you guys here within the group to this concept of the feminine current, but I see that a lot of you are interested and really curious. A lot of you have approached me through the service that I offer, which is a diva date. So a lot of you have booked the date with me. We've got on the call. We've talked about your your health, your hormones, and just your body, and also your game plan for changing. And you know, if you want to do that, it's still available. You can go to my website. It's healthbeginswithmom.com/diva. So you're welcome to do that. But today I wanted to introduce you to the concept of the feminine current, what it is, the four phases of creation, and how we can show up to our life in the way that helps to feel like we are living life that is sustainable, that feels easy, that allows us to feel like we are in the flow, as opposed to feeling like we are in this rut race and just really surviving and really not living the best life that we can possibly live. I believe that we all deserve to live good, joyful lives. And today I'm going to share with you what I know about how to integrate, you know, the food and the exercise and the socialization that happens. And really to give you a holistic perspective, a holistic picture in terms of how to do just that. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen. So let's see. All right, so we are talking today about how to live in alignment with your feminine current so you can thrive as a woman, as a wife, and as a mother, of course. So like I said, my name is Dorit. I am a registered holistic nutritionist. I'm also a holistic health coach for mothers. I help mothers of daughters heal their hormonal imbalances and thrive inside of their female body so that they can reclaim their divine feminine superpowers, become more resilient emotionally, learn to take better care of themselves, live with joy and purpose every single day, and raise fierce, confident, and healthy daughters as a result. So, feminine current. Let's first understand, let's go back to the meaning, to the definition of the word current, right? I think a lot of us understand what the feminine means. For a lot of us, it would speak to the gender, right? Being a woman, being a female. So this is, you know, although this has its own unpacking to do, let's talk today about the word current. So the current is really a river or a stream that is the flow of water that is influenced by gravity as the water moves downhill to reduce its potential energy. So, excuse me. So the feminine current is, if a river is a metaphor for life, then the river's current is a metaphor for the rhythm of life, right? So imagine yourself as the person in a little canoe, rowing your way through this river's current, trying not to tip, trying to stay alive, and maybe even enjoy the adventure. So doing this canoeing for some time, you notice that there are some rules to feeling like you are in the flow, like you are rowing downstream harmoniously instead of rowing upstream where life seems hard, challenging, and overwhelming. So just like the river, our days, our weeks, our months, and our years, they have cycles. They have ebbs and they have flows. There are days when water is abundant and hence the flow seems more wild than usual. Other days, I'm just going to take a sip of water. I'm just doing too much talking today. Other days, the current seems drier and hence the flow is slower and it feels more calm and more manageable. So as you get older, as you mature and you gain more experience canoeing or rowing through this current of life, you figure out that the way to thrive in it is by becoming adaptable, right? The more you resist, fight, or go against the current, the more you will tip and feel like this is hard, like this is unmotivating, uninspiring, and a complete waste of your human potential as a human being and as a woman. But when you let go of control and follow the cues of the river, when you listen to the rhythm of nature, when you tune into the wisdom and intelligence of your body, when you allow yourself to be adaptable and course correct, then and only then will you feel in control of your canoe. In other words, you will feel in control of your life. So the feminine current is really all about seeing yourself as the creator of your life, right? So the captain of your canoe, if you will. It's believing in yourself and trusting the wisdom of life and trusting the wisdom of your body. The feminine current, sorry guys, I just lost my slide. Where is it? Sorry. So the feminine current is a system that I've developed to help women tap into their God-given embodied superpowers as a system of rules that can help you navigate through life in a way that feels easier, more flowing, and more sustainable as a result. Doing this along with learning how to eat right for keeping your hormones in balance will help you feel more alive, more connected, and help you to be a better and to thrive as a woman, wife, and as a mother. So I believe that if you live your life in alignment with your feminine current and pass this knowledge and wisdom along to your daughters, we can really help make the world a better place, one girl, one woman, and one mother at a time. This is my mission. So I hear women say all the time, I'm not good enough. I'm not doing enough. I don't exercise enough. I don't eat well enough. I don't spend enough time with my kids. I'm not spending enough time with my husband. I'm not making enough money. I should be able to do this, but I don't. Basically, no matter what you do, no matter what we do, the message is that you are not good enough. You're good, but still not enough. So let's make it fun. In the chat box below, please write what you feel not good enough about. You know, if you're catching this on a replay, that's totally fine. Still go ahead and contribute and participate, because it's interesting. I'm just interested to know, what is it that you feel not good about, not good enough about in your life? So for me, for example, would be, I don't spend enough time with my kids, or I don't make enough money, or I don't reach enough people with my message, or I don't exercise enough, or I don't eat healthy enough. So many things. I'm sure you guys can relate, right? So et cetera, et cetera. Please put your not enough statements in the comment section below. And then the follow-up question would obviously be, what the heck is wrong with me, right? What's wrong with me? And the answer is nothing. My love, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing is wrong with you. And now I want to introduce you to the four phases of creation, which will make you understand why there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. So our societal mindset is that everything in life is linear, right? But actually, and you also, you know, if you think about your day planners, everything is like, you know, line by line, and it looks like graphs and spreadsheets. But actually, and especially the female body, everything is cyclical in nature. Everything ebbs and flows. When you tap into this cyclicality, your life will feel easier. You will be more gentle on yourself, and you will actually get more done as a result. And not only will you get more done, you will also feel more productive, and your work actually is going to be better. So what you see here on this picture is a cycle. The cycle, it represents the day. It represents the moon's path along around the earth. And it also represents a year and also your menstrual cycle. So as you can see here at the bottom, let's begin at the bottom. You will see the fertile void. You will also see it says the new moon and also your menstrual cycle. This is also known as your inner winter. This is the time, if you think about it in a day, this is the time of midnight. This is the time when it's dark outside and, you know, most of us are asleep. This is the time of restoration, the time of just retreating, and the time of just, you know, if you think about the winter, this is the time when the trees are bare. And even though you can't see what's going on, a lot is going on the root level, right? So bringing it back into our body, when we menstruate, a lot of us tend to have very low levels of energy. And what happens is that when we resist that, you know, these levels of energy, and we start and we try to kind of hype ourselves up and get ourselves to do the things that the body and your psyche doesn't feel like doing, you are actually not living in alignment with your feminine current. And in reality, you are actually interfering with your natural flow and your natural rhythm. And that is actually how over time, over long periods of time, we manifest disease in the body, because we are not in tune with our needs as women and as females. So the time of menstruation would be also called as the fertile void. It is fertile, it is void, but it's still fertile. Things are still happening on a very subtle level. A lot of women would feel like they want to retreat. They just want to kind of like cocoon. For me, for example, when I menstruate, I physically want to just go upstairs into my bedroom, get under my blankets and like physically close the door. It's almost like I want to be in a bubble and just be on my own by myself. We're going to talk about the sustainability piece, because I am just like you, a mother. I have kids, I have small children. So we're going to talk about how to make all of this sustainable in a bit. But the idea here is really to allow your body to restore naturally. I'm just going to check one more time that the stream is working on Facebook before I continue. Okay, yes, it's working.
I am just like you, a mother. I have kids, I have small
yeah,
children.
There is a delay, but it's working. Okay, cool. So, okay, so we spoke about the energy of the fertile void. And now we're going to move into the second phase, which is the phase of emergence, also known as the waxing moon, the follicular phase in your menstrual cycle, and also known as the inner spring. Think about it as the energy of planting. So in a day, this would be the energy of between 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. when it's just, you know, early morning, the day is just emerging. Your energy, you're still kind of sleepy, but you're starting to feel like your energy is picking up. You feel like, you know, hopefully you slept and you feel restful, and you're ready to take on the day. This is the follicular phase in terms of your menstrual cycle. So this would be when your body is working on, dumping the egg into the uterus. And it's right before, your ovulation, right before you're ready for conception. The energy of emergence, it's really the energy of spring. So think about, if you think about the trees and flowers and nature, this is when things are not yet in full bloom. This is when things are just budding and just, they're just about to happen. And so there is a lot of energy of innocence and, just like hopefulness. I think about this energy also as like the high school girl, you know, how think about yourself as the, you know, being in high school, how like careless and kind of like silly you were. You made decisions super fast. You didn't really put thought into things. As a result, I think many of us would agree that we've done a lot of stupid things when we were teenagers. And so, you know, this is the energy of this time, and it happens for us, for women, every single month, right after we finish our menstrual cycle. I'm going to talk about how to make the best of it, but just wanted to introduce to you how this works. And then the next phase would be the phase of visibility, right? So also known as the full moon and the phase of ovulation in your menstrual cycle. Also known as the your inner summer, when things are in full bloom. So in terms of, you know, feeling into this phase, you'll mostly have the highest levels of energy. If you think about the day, this would be around 12 o'clock when your energy peaks. You know, you feel the highest levels of energy. You're able to deliver, to do your presentations, to do your sales calls. You know, right now I'm actually in my ovulatory phase, which is why I scheduled it for today, because I know that my body, my brain, my hormones are going to be in service of that, in me delivering this message to you. And so I, you know, this is what I'm doing. And so this is the energy of this time. And then the energy of culmination will be the energy of 6 to 7 p.m. when your energy is naturally dropping and you are getting ready for rest. This is also the energy of autumn or fall, the energy of harvest. So there's a lot that has been going on throughout the month since the time of menstruation, then going into your follicular phase and also the phase of emergence and then visibility. So there are a lot of things that were done. And during the time of culmination, you really just need to, a lot of women would say that this is the hardest time in terms of understanding yourself. A lot of women would tell me that the inner critic is really, really mean during this time. They'll have a lot of negative self-talk. They don't feel like spending a lot of time with their kids, their families. They're snappier, agitated. They tend to tell the truth without really giving it, you know, a lot of thought. And a lot of, in terms of physical symptoms, a lot of women would tell me that they're really, really hungry and also thirsty during this time. And so all of these things, you know, first of all, let's be aware of them. Let's acknowledge that they exist. And then let's see what we can do in order to support ourselves. So there's a concept that I teach inside of my Health Begins With Mom Mastery program that is called cultivating your inner wise mother and really listening to the wisdom of your body, because your body is wise. Your body knows what it needs. I'm going to sneeze. What is going on with me today? Okay, so now I wanted to talk to you to get deeper into each phase and help you to unpack the energy of each phase one at a time. So let's begin with the fertile void. So as a reminder, this is the time of your menstruation. This is the time when you bleed. This is the time when you would like, when you would want to retreat and just cocoon and hide. So how would your life look like if you gave yourself the time and space to rest, to unplug, to get quiet, to read, to ask for help with household and kids, or simply to do nothing productive periodically? And this is the name of the game, right? It's not about being lazy or just kind of avoiding all of responsibility. It's about tuning into this rhythm and living with the energy of the body. So the magic here is really in the question. If you ask yourself, what's wrong with me, your brain will come up with answers, right? You're going to say, because you suck, because you're lazy, because you're good for nothing, because you can't do hard things, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I know how it is. My inner critic is really, really mean also. So instead, what I would invite you to do is think about how can I, right? How can I live in a way that nourishes my body, nourishes my soul, while raising a family, while raising a business and nurturing my marriage? Can this happen? And I'm telling you, yes, it can. I live like this. I know many women who live this way. And it's really a matter of teaching yourself. First of all, you need the awareness, and then you're going to figure out the how, which we're going to talk about, that I can help you with. But for now, it is totally possible. So keep your mind open as you listen in to this masterclass, and let's see what we come up with next. So tapping into the wisdom of the female body. So like I said, there are four phases for your menstrual cycle. First phase is the menstruation, the fertile void. The second phase is the follicular phase, also known as the emergence phase. The third phase is the phase of ovulation, the visibility. And the fourth phase is the luteal phase, the phase of culmination. So we're going to talk about how to, first of all, we're going to talk about how to eat in alignment with the feminine current. Then we're going to get into how to exercise in alignment with each phase. And then we're going to get into how to socialize and how to arrange your social life. And, you know, talking about your kids and your husband in accordance with each phase, and how to change and adapt with the changes of your hormones. Okay. So the one thing to remember throughout this entire process is that estrogen, that is the female hormone, it needs to be excreted properly and efficiently from the body. And the best way to do it is via food, right? So most symptoms that occur from hormonal imbalance issues are the result of excess estrogen in the body. So whether you have PMS or PCOS or acne or really heavy bleeding or migraines or just imbalances of your hormonal system, or just, you know, that general feeling of I am not well, the foods that I'm going to mention here, they support the metabolization of estrogen through your elimination organs and the removal of that unwanted excess from your body, right? This is the purpose of all of this. And when you know the ebbs and flows of your body, the rhythmical, the natural rhythm of your body, then you will know how to choose the right kinds of foods that could, that have the right nutritional content to support you. Okay, so during the first phase, the follicular phase, the phase of emergence, think about spring. This is the time when things are, you know, not yet in full bloom. They are just starting to emerge. There's just starting, something is happening. So the foods that you need to eat during that time are things like artichoke and broccoli and carrot and parsley, green peas, string beans, and zucchini. So notice how the color even of those foods are going to be mostly green. It's because this is the time when you need food that has a lot of life force in it. But not only life force, it also food that is going to nourish you on a deep cellular level, and it's going to help you to start hormonal reactions in the body, right? So you need to sort of like ignite the body to start going after the restful period in your menstrual cycle, right? And then the second phase, it's the phase of ovulation, also known as the phase of visibility. This is the time when the body needs foods like asparagus, Brussels sprouts, chard, scallions, spinach, also very green in color. The color here will be actually deeper in pigment. So the green leaves are really, they should be the staple of your diet during that time. And again, for the same reason, because this is the time of your primed in energy. You are ready to rock it. You know, you're most in your magnetism and in your presence, in your charm. In order to support those high levels of energy, you need a lot of food that has a lot of life force in it. So I know this would be the right time to drink green smoothies or green juices and to eat a lot of fresh, uncooked raw salads, because they contain a lot of amazing life force for you and for that will help to support that phase of your body, and to help you to feel really, really good inside of your body. And then the third phase is the luteal phase, the phase of culmination. The body will need foods like cauliflower, collard greens, daikon, radish, onions, parsnips, squashes, and sweet potatoes. So you can see how even the foods, they're starting to lean more towards the earthy foods, the foods that are coming from the ground, because the energy of this time, it's already like you need more grounding, right? So food with high and intense life force, they will be higher in vibration, because they, you know, that's necessary to support the go, go, go nature of the visibility phase. But now as you're getting into, you know, think about the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock energy of the day, that's when your energy is in a month even starting to wind down. You are not as energetic as you used to be. You are no longer as, you know, as productive as you would like to be. A lot of women would feel really guilty with themselves. They'll ask like, what's wrong with me? Like we talked about. And the reality is that instead of asking yourself, what's wrong with me? You know, what I recommend is for you to really tune into the wisdom of this time, into the wisdom of this phase, because it has a lot of wisdom. During this phase, a lot of us would feel like the inner critic is being awakened, and she's really, really mean. But that girl, that inner critic, she wants us to thrive. She wants us to live to live up to our highest potential. And so if we, instead of numbing her, if we really listen to her, I think there's a lot of insight for us. And, you know, there's one thing that I always say is that embodied femininity is our spiritual practice. Because when we really get to be really, really close with ourselves, I feel like I don't think that disease even is possible, right? I think many women, because we don't know, we're not taught this stuff. We tend to hear, you know, our bodily symptoms, our physical symptoms, when they're already screaming at us. And then we go to the doctor and it could be in many cases just already too late. But the truth is that the body has been nagging at you. Through physical symptoms or even through this internal ache, you know, the soul ache that we all have, you know, you need to get your blood checked. Oh, you need to get that ultrasound. You need, you know, we have those inner callings inside of us. But unfortunately, because we're not taught to trust our intuition, our intuitive voice, a lot of us just kind of numb it and keep going, you know, and keep tuning into this go, go, go mentality. But the truth is that this go, go, go mentality, although we have it during our ovulatory phase, it is just non-sustainable to the grand scheme of things, right? So that is how, as women, we end up finding ourselves in our 50s and our 60s, really sick, really sick. And I feel like this is one thing that I always ask myself, like, what's the point? There are so many women who are go-getters and they make millions of dollars during that time, you know, when they're young, and during their menstruating years. And then when this is done, when they're stepping into menopause, everything almost like crumbles. So why does it have to be like this? Why are we not taught how to thrive inside of a female body? And a female body, as a female, we menstruate. So why don't we understand the wisdom and educate ourselves about the wisdom of the menstrual cycle so that we can thrive with it, not against it? Okay, awesome. So, and then the next phase is the phase of menstruation, the fertile void, the time of your bleed. This is when your body needs foods that have beets, kale, kelp, mushrooms, soups, stews. Really, the general rule here is to avoid anything cold. Okay, you want to keep the body warm and the blood flushing out to be uninterrupted by cold foods, which could make the body work harder and hence waste a lot of your energy, which is low to begin with during this time. If you eat in accordance with your cycle, your body will get the support that it needs to live in alignment with nature, excrete the estrogen efficiently, and your painful symptoms will be just slowly dissipated and disintegrated as you incorporate more and more of this into your life. Okay, now let's talk about how to exercise in alignment with the feminine current. Now that you get a little bit of an idea about the four phases of creation and also the four phases of your menstrual cycle, thinking about the follicular phase, the emergence phase, this is the time to kick ass at the gym also, or, you know, outside if you like to be in nature, because you will have the energy and the motivation to take on a different style of workout and to give it your all. The body will support you, your brain will support you, your adrenal glands will support you, and, you know, the thyroid glands and other glands that secrete hormones, they will support you. This is the time to move your body, move this juice, you know, get this juice flowing and to just give it all you've got. The second phase, the phase of ovulation, visibility, also the body can and it will support you through strenuous exercises. So whether you do running or weightlifting or even hatha yoga, you know, you can do all that. Pilates, all of that strenuous stuff, your body will support you. So you can definitely do that. Then you're getting into the luteal phase, the phase of culmination. The closer you get to your menstrual cycle, the less energy you will have. Now, this is not the time to feel guilty about it or to feel ashamed, or again, nothing is wrong with you. This is just the natural flow and rhythm of your body. Instead of being against it, tune into it, right? So this is the time to decrease your exercise. If you're used to exercising 3-4 times in a week, maybe decrease it to twice a week or even once. This phase is great for exercises like walking, like vinyasa yoga and Pilates to just go easier on the body. And again, we're doing it gradually. And then in menstruation, when you're actually bleeding, this is the time for rest and recovery with no guilt, right? So I remember myself when I, before I learned all this stuff, I used to feel really, really guilty. You know, and I used to say, you're so lazy, you know, why can't you get your act together, you know, and go exercise. And now that I know, you know, now that I want to live in alignment with my feminine current, I just don't. If I don't feel like it, if I'm really low in energy, I just won't. I'm not going to push myself. I'm not going to feel guilty for it. I might do some stretching, maybe some walking, maybe some light yoga to keep myself moving. But overall, it's just really the time to let your body take a few days to repair, reset, and restore unapologetically. Okay. And then how to socialize in alignment with the feminine current. So, you know how sometimes you're feeling magnetic, energized, and dying to meet new people? So hint, hint, it's going to be most of the times during your ovulatory phase. But other times in the month, you feel withdrawn, antisocial, and like you need to retreat and not talk to anybody, right? I'm sure you're familiar with that. So do you have those times when you don't want your kids to climb on you, talk to you, or even touch you? Hint, hint, the luteal phase. Now, I'm not talking about your hubby, because if he touches you during those times, it's, you will let him know. And I think for so many of my clients, they would tell me, you know, my husband is able to tell me, to almost tell me so accurately where I am in my menstrual cycle. So that, you know, because we are, you know, because we're not taught that stuff, but the people who are very close to us, whether it's our husbands or our kids, well, the kids, especially when they're very young, they don't have the language yet to say it, but our husbands, for the most part, will know to say, oh, you are, you know, you're going to get your period, honey, soon. So, you know, they will know to back off. Or they would know when you're magnetic. So, you know, that's the party time, right? So anyway, so if this sounds familiar in terms of, you know, your social life, then you're actually already living in alignment with your feminine cycle and feminine current without even knowing. And this is truly an intuitive process. And I wish more women knew about this, because then so many of us would stop wasting precious energy on feeling guilty and ashamed. So right now I'm going to talk about where to put the female social and energetic focus during each phase so that we can really make the best of it. So during the follicular phase, again, the phase of emergence, this is the time to set goals for yourself and maybe plan out your month. I personally set intentions for myself and my career during that time, because I want to tap into the energy of the newness and the energy of emergence. During this time, it's also a great time to start projects because your brain is most active with structural thinking. So it will support you. During the ovulatory phase, I'm normally most social. Like I said, now I'm in my ovulatory phase right now. So even though I'm not social, I do feel like I have the energy to give and teach and share. I crave time with my girlfriends and I say yes to almost all social events. I also plan my own calendar according to my cycle, which is totally brilliant. When I'm ovulating, I'm most communicative. So I plan podcast interviews, networking calls, and important business meetings around this time. I'm also most apt to collaborate during this time. It's really a great time to give it all, to just show up in your life and socialize as much as you can, you know, whether it's through physical touch or with, you know, through social media or, you know, whatever it is that you feel called to do in your job, whether it is to do sales calls or to give presentations, whatever it is, this is the time to rock it. Okay. Because the body will support you. Then during the luteal phase, the phase of culmination, in the first half of the luteal phase, I still feel social. So I do go out and I hang out with my friends. And I do, if my kids are invited to birthday parties, I will still say yes. But also I'm usually most assertive during this phase, of the month. Halfway through, I begin to feel really agitated if I'm around people too much, and I begin to feel myself turning inwards and just like, I don't want to be around anybody. And it's interesting because in my nature, I'm an extrovert, but during this time of the month, I would feel like I am a complete introvert. Like, what is going on? And this is what's going on, because my hormones are decreasing, the hormones that's support socialization, and my body is prepping for bleed, right? So it's not the time to go out and be around people so much, too much. So obviously, in modern day, I don't have the pleasure of saying yes to all social obligations and meetings. So I do practice grace here, and I do my best to honor my body while staying realistic. So I spoke about this in terms of my kids, in terms of my daily obligations. This is really, it all comes from awareness, right? So once you understand that there is, you know, cyclicality, there is this rhythm to your life, then you you organize your life in accordance to it, right? You want to tap into the wisdom of it and live in alignment with it, not against it. And so what I usually do when I feel that natural drop of energy, I will ask for help. I will bring my husband on board. I will ask more of him. I will ask also, I will bring on my mom, my sisters, my mother-in-law. I'll just ask for help as much as I can with the kids. I'll ask them to pick them up. I'll ask them to feed them. But it all comes from that place of really understanding myself, listening to myself, and then unapologetically enrolling people into your mission, right? Enrolling your loved ones. Because at the end of the day, my kids want to have a healthy mom. My mom wants me to be healthy. My husband wants me to show up. And so it's really up to me to do that and to also ask for what it is that I need. And then the fourth phase, the phase of menstruation, also known as the fertile void, this is when you bleed. And during this time, you know, I personally prefer to spend lots of time alone, reflecting, journaling, and just taking long showers or baths. I say no to almost all social situations, and I use this time as a way to reflect on the past month to see what worked and what didn't. During this time, you will have almost like an instant access to your intuition, to your inner wise mother. So this is a time to ask for guidance. If there's something that is confusing you, or maybe you're feeling conflicted about in terms of your parenting, your motherhood, your work, your career, your friendships, this is the time to, I call this take it to your bleed. In your journal, to just ask yourself, what is it that I need? What is it, you know, ask your higher self, how can I show up and solve this challenge in my life? And you'll be surprised with the insights that you will get. This is like really mind-boggling. So think of this as the time when your body is shedding a lining and for you to shed specific habits, specific people, or hobbies that are no longer serving you. This is, again, living in alignment with the body, not against the body, okay? And that's it. This is what it means to live in alignment with the feminine current. Today, I have two gifts for you. I believe that as women, we are divas, and I would love, love, love to take you out on a diva date. So I know a diva means many different things to different people. For me, I see diva as somebody who is divine, as a woman who embodies her feminine nature, as a wise woman who is taking care of herself and then is, taking care of other people from a place of not martyrdom or sacrifice, but from a place of deep connection and just deep nurturing. That's what I mean when I say diva. So a diva date is basically a free 45-minute phone call with me where we are going to talk about you. It's all about you. It's about your body, your monthly cycle, your eating style, your diet, your energy levels, your hormones, and anything else that you feel that needs to be addressed, but you never dare to ask or didn't even know who to ask. I do this because this is not a sales call. I do this because I want to create space for you to start putting yourself first on your priority list, again, unapologetically, because you matter. And your daughters and your sons, they're watching you, which means that if you struggle with understanding your human design as a female, you know, your daughters will too. You know, it's almost like something that is being passed on from generation to generation. And you can stop this generational pattern from reoccurring, right? And I think booking this diva date with me would be a great start. So to book yourself, it's completely free. What you need to do is just go to my website, www.healthbeginswithmom.com/diva. And just book the call with me. You'll have multiple places on that page to do that. And then the second gift that I have for you, it's called the Female Daily Tracking Sheet. And this is basically a system that I developed over time to help you track yourself and pace yourself as a woman and as a female. So it's called a Female Daily Tracking Sheet. It's actually, the female is actually an acronym. So the F stands for food, the E stands for energy, the M stands for menstruation, the A stands for at rest, which is sleep, the L stands for libido, and it's your sex drive, and the E stands for elimination, which is poop. So the way this works is every single day you'll start by putting a date here, and then the first cycle. So you will, okay, so you'll put the date, and then here you'll ask, you'll put your for yourself where you are in your menstrual cycle. So whether in your menstrual, follicular, ovulatory, or luteal. So just tick that off and then write. So for me, for example, I'm in my ovulation now. I'm in day 17 of my cycle. So I will write that down here so it's easier for me to then go back and compare between and see the similarities between the different days and how I feel. So the way this works is you can see there are three circles here. The first circle, and you see that this is in accordance with the four phases of creation, right? So you can see here, there is the fertile void, the emergence, visibility, and culmination. And this circle tracks one day. So let's say, I didn't mention this. So the first circle, the biggest circle, is for you to track your food, what you eat. See here, there's going to be number one food. And over here, you also have, what did you eat? So let's say for me, I wake up at 6 a.m. I start my day with water. So I would write here water and some supplements. And then around 8 o'clock, when the kids are downstairs as well, we all have breakfast. So I will write here, whatever it is, eggs or avocado with some cod liver or sardines, whatever it is. I would write that down here. And as the day progresses, I will track that in. And I think I love the way that it's done, that it's in a circle, because it helps you to see also the gaps between when was the last time you've eaten, because for women, a lot of us are really mismanaging our blood sugar levels. And this is key. It's key in terms of having a sustainable level of energy throughout the day. So it's a great way to put this mirror in front of you. And then the next circle is to track your energy level. So I like tracking my energy before and after I eat. And it's a great way to see how is my body reacting to certain foods, right? So without even needing to go through, you might need it later as a way to confirm, but you know, your body will tell you, are you sensitive to certain foods? Are you allergic to certain foods? Are certain foods making you bloated or just uncomfortable? You know, listen to your body and track it and pace yourself and see how you can help yourself and how you can support yourself and nourish yourself better. And then the third cycle is for tracking your poop. Super, super important for women, not just for women, for any human beings to have a regular bowel movement. The normal and healthy way is to poop as many times as you eat. So if we eat at least three times a day, we're supposed to be pooping three times a day. But unfortunately, most of us, it's not a reality. So at least, you know, to make sure that you need, that you, please make sure that you are pooping at least once a day. For a lot of us, the healthiest way to poop would be, in the morning. So you will wake up, you drink your water, and then the first thing you should have is a bowel movement. And that is an indication that your body is working properly and your digestive system is in sync. Okay, so here you will track your food, your energy levels, and elimination. And over here, I have the chart that is called the Bristol stool chart. What I've done here is so when you are tracking your poop, you know, you don't have to write it in words. All you need to do is to just give me the number. So number one would stand for hard poop. Number two stands for lumpy poop. Three with cracks and hard poop with cracks. And four stands for smooth and soft and et cetera, et cetera. The healthy poop is number four. So pay attention. If you have number four, it's also an indication, even if it's not in the morning, if you are having number fours in a day, at least once a day, it is also an indication that the body is working properly. And then over here, you will track how many hours you slept in a day. Also very, very important for women to track how many hours we slept, if the sleep was broken or if it was solid. Because again, you know, if you are not sleeping, if you're sleep deprived for whatever reasons, you have small kids to take care of, or, you know, for hormonal reasons, it's really important to be gentle with yourself and to give yourself that which you need. Okay. So lower your expectations, and don't push yourself so hard, because when we do that, when we push ourselves beyond our limits, we tend to crush, and the crush doesn't feel good and it hurts. And this is really against living. This is living against your feminine current, and not in alignment with it. And then the last thing is tracking your sex drive, which is your libido. Also important because it gives us clues in terms of how your hormone glands are working. Hormonal glands, especially the adrenals, because they also secrete your sex hormones. And so it's interesting to see what is going on there. Okay. And that's it. What I usually do is I print a bunch of these. I keep them in my kitchen, and I just every day I just write what I ate, how I feel, when I pooped, where I am on my menstrual cycle, how many hours I slept in that day, and how was my sex drive. And then you will see when you have this, you know, many of these sheets, you go through a month or maybe a couple of months of tracking, you have data. You have data to go back and see, you know, and you will see trends that are reoccurring and happening again and again. And then you will know what you need to do. Maybe you need to ask for help. Maybe you need to educate yourself on a certain thing. Maybe you need to try incorporating different things, or maybe eliminating a few things. But these are your clues, and they're spread out throughout your entire day, throughout your entire being. And that's why I always say that your body is working with you, never, never against you. Okay. So if you want to get this sheet, what you need to do is to send me a private message. So on Facebook, just send me a private message. Tell me that you've watched this masterclass, you loved it, and you would like to get access to the tracking sheet. So what I need from you is your email address, and then I will gladly share this with you. I want every single woman in this group to start tracking her feminine current, her menstrual cycle, so that we can all thrive in it, learn inside of it, and really make the best of it. Okay, guys? So if you have any questions, please feel free to drop them in the comment section below. Again, please give me a thumbs up, give me a like, or maybe a love, so that you know, this video can be shown and bumped up the Facebook threads of more women, so that more women will see this message and hear, you know, and educate themselves in terms of how to take care of themselves and their bodies, and really to pass on this information to our daughters. Because I mean, this is what I want. I'm raising three girls. I want my girls to know this stuff, because I think it's magic. Okay, guys. So, like I said, questions in the comment section below. If you want to get a tracking sheet, send me a private message through Facebook, and I will gladly share it with you. Just please provide me with your email so that I can send it to you. All right, guys, I'll see you next time. Bye.